Tips.
Now, you also mentioned physical benefits.
Yes. Music can be stimulating and encourage physical movement. Some of my clients are in hospitals, and many are in serious pain because of an illness or an accident. Moving around is often difficult for them. Listening to music helps them forget their pain for a little while, and at the same time, it stimulates them to move.
Okay, that's three benefits. Didn't you say there were four?
That's right. The fourth benefit is intellectual. Some parents come to me because their kids aren't doing well in school. Research has shown that listening to music can help young children improve in math. Other research suggests that among university students, listening to music while studying can improve reading comprehension. We don't know exactly how music improves learning, but perhaps it helps students concentrate so they can think better. We just know that music improves our ability to learn.
Simply amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Schmidt.
Page 22, Exercise B, Listening. Listen for supporting details. Read the questions. Then listen to part two of the talk and answer the questions.
Let's start with the emotional benefits. People who are depressed, for example, have difficulty expressing their feelings. Music creates a safe setting where we can express the feelings inside of us.
I see.
In a typical session, I'll begin by asking my client to talk about how the music makes him feel. That opens him up. The idea is to help my client feel comfortable sharing his emotions.
And what about the other benefits?
Well, another benefit of music therapy is tied to the social context music provides. Listening to music in groups with other people builds an environment for communication, both verbal and nonverbal.
But isn't listening to music basically a solitary activity?
It can be, but it can also be a social activity involving sharing. That means that my clients can develop their social skills and will have more confidence in their ability to form relationships.